Chapter 15. In Prison in Manchester. While Jay was at the Swanson Agency learning to be a model, Carsten Peters was in prison in Manchester, waiting to go on trial for robbery. He was very angry. He knew that Marcel was in Paris, waiting for him to come to the big fashion show with some expensive jewellery. But Carsten wasn't in Paris, and the jewellery was with the police. "Maybe the police will arrest Marcel too," thought Carsten. He wanted to phone Marcel and tell him about the danger, but Carsten didn't have a telephone in prison. "How can I speak to him?" he thought. The day of the big fashion show in Paris arrived. "I feel ill," Carsten said to the guard. "I must go to the prison hospital." In the prison hospital, Carsten had some tests, and then he rested in a big room with many beds. There were no other patients in the room, but a young nurse was changing the sheets on the beds. Suddenly, a mobile phone rang. The nurse stopped her work, took her phone from her pocket, and answered it. She spoke for a moment, then finished the call, put the phone in her pocket, and continued her work. When he saw the phone, Carsten was very excited. He got an idea. "Come here, please," he said to the nurse.
"Yes, can I help you?"
asked the nurse. "What's your name?" asked Carsten, smiling.
"It's Debbie,"
said the nurse, smiling too. "That's a lovely name," said Carsten. "Yes, Debbie. You can help me," he continued. "You've got a mobile phone. A friend is waiting for me, and he doesn't know I'm in prison. I must call him, because he'll be very worried. May I call him on your phone?"
"I don't know," said the nurse slowly. "Patients are not permitted to use a phone."
"No one will know," said Carsten. "I'll speak very quietly. The guard won't hear me, and no one else is here."
"I don't know,"
the nurse said again. "Please," said Carsten. "I'll give you an autographed photo." He smiled at Debbie.
"Well, okay," said Debbie.
She took her mobile phone from her pocket and gave it to Carsten. "Talk to the guard outside for a minute," said Carsten. "In that way, the guard won't know I'm talking on the phone." Debbie left the big room. "Good. Debbie mustn't hear my conversation," thought Carsten, quickly dialing Marcel's mobile phone number. Marcel answered the phone.
"Marcel," said Carsten. "It's Carsten."
"Carsten, your throat is better," said Marcel, surprised. "But why are you phoning me? You should be getting dressed."
"What are you talking about?" asked Carsten. "I got some expensive jewellery, but the police arrested me, and I didn't come to Paris. I'm in prison, in Manchester."
"Then, who came to the show, Carsten?" asked Marcel. "Someone is modelling in the show. He looks exactly like you. He was in your flat, too. He hid some jewellery there."
"Maybe the police gave him the jewellery. Be careful, Marcel."
Debbie was coming back, so Carsten finished the call without saying goodbye.
"Did you speak to your friend?"
asked Debbie when Carsten gave her the phone. Then she saw the expression on Carsten's face.
"Suddenly, you look very ill," she said. "I'll call a doctor."